Well, hots out there.
There are some hots.
And you get free golf balls.
And you get free golf balls. It's worthy. And you come in here and anything you have to do with sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, kayaking, and golf, great big golf section. In the back store, you can try out all the new clubs. Commander's Dick's Sporting Goods at I-20 and Cooper in Arlington. All right, up next, we'll mix with the rant. And I found if you're a left-hander, you might be worried about the story I'll bring up next.
Take a listen to this. This is Norm during commercial break.
Okay, Rick, continuing our draft coverage from up here in New York City, a place that I love. Oh, I love, one, if by arrogance, two, if by self-importance. Listen, hey, coming up next, some of the weird names in this year's draft. Oh, rough, that's how weird. Okay, we clear?
We clear.
Okay, Frito, help me make up some names here. I've got Johnny Vagpants. Marcus Dillweed, does that sound good? Can you help me make up any? Come on. No, come on, we got to do the funny names. We always do the funny names. Come on, Horny McAnus. Horny McAnus. Okay. Hey, Chad, will you take this 20 and get me a bag of cocaine? Yeah, we're about to enter the seventh round here. Give me some really good stuff, too. Also, give me a hooker. I don't want to spend too much, so get a black one.
Radio. Drop Age Radio.
All right, Frito, how much time do we have before we come back?
Yeah, 3 minutes, Norm.
3 minutes? Oh, gosh, I don't know if I have time for this. I've got to let this one out. I've got to... Oh, gosh, I had a bad dinner last night. Oh, jeez. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, jeez. Hey, Chair, are we coming back anytime soon?
Yeah, we're coming back now.
Oh, okay, right now?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not finished yet.
I'm quite through.
Okay, well, I'll just have to talk over it. Okay. Good morning and a happy Saturday morning and a good morning and a happy Saturday morning and a good morning and a happy Saturday morning and a good morning and a happy Saturday morning. We are having fun getting drafty with you today. Horny McCain is going to be on here in a few minutes. We want you to check this out.
Oh, my goodness. That goes on during commercial breaks. No idea.
Or was just loopy at the end of that draft, wasn't he?
You know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Intralasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live, custom-view intralasik procedure so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Clubhouse.
Yeah, is this Tiger?
Speaking.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Dunham & Miller Show.
Oh, hi, viewers.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we got bad weather here.
Yeah, it sounds like
it. We can hear that thunder.
Yeah, I told someone that this is God showing his opinion of Augusta's race is past. I should say past and present. I'm sitting here in the clubhouse at Augusta,
yeah.
And of course I'm having to sit in the black section.
What?
Yeah, it's just me and about 20 caddies.
Oh, they don't have that.
Oh, man, George, you don't even understand. Hootie and the Blowhards treat me like crap.
But you're a three-time champion there.
I know, but he doesn't even know who I am.
Oh,
he came up to me about an hour ago and asked me to sweep out the cart barn.
You know, they had carts in Augusta.
Certified technicians. Our client lounge also helps you make the most of your time with laptops, wireless internet, gourmet refreshments, and even personal DVD players with free movies. Your service will be completed with a hand car wash, saving you time and money. All of this, along with competitive pricing, is why 60,000 satisfied clients entrust Park Place with their Lexus. Time. It's the one thing you can never get back, Make the most of yours at Park Place Lexus in Plano and Grapevine or on the web at parkplacelexus.com. The 6-speed automatic GS is so fast you'll spend less time in your car. Take one for a test launch today at Park Place Lexus Plano and Grapevine.
This is the ticket.
Well, it was a given you had to stop Steve Nash to have a chance against the Suns, but it was another former Mav that ended up hurting Dallas in the playoffs. Ticker brought to you by Double Diamond and Man's Best Friend Dog Training. Jim Jackson continued his big series, netting 16 points and 6 boards in last night's victory.
Oh, the beauty about this, you can only soak it up for a few hours. You have to get ready to play San Antonio, so an emotional series, but we got to get ready to play on Sunday.
And the Suns will host the Spurs in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow afternoon. In third-round action at the Colonial, Tim Petrovic and Andrew McGee still out in front of the morning group at 3-under. More updates to come on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And the Rangers kicked off interleague play with a 7-3 win over the Astros last night. The streak is over, though, as Kenny Rogers gives up an RBI single in the second, snapping his scoreless inning mark at 31. Game 2 is set for 3:05 this afternoon with Chris Young taking the hill for Texas. Our next ticket ticker at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Rick Arnett and Craig Rosengarten wrap up the Bank of America Colonial with a special edition of the T-Box tomorrow afternoon at 5 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We are. Yeah, it is official. Since the Mavericks threw up last night, we will be doing or performing the Colonial post-tournament show right around 5-ish tomorrow, whenever the last putt is made. We'll do that for about an hour, and we'll see if there's something compelling. I like Kenny Perry, but I'd like to see a couple more names up there. I mean, let's face it, sports is entertainment.
You know what?
And
if you're a true golf fan, anybody on tour is pretty darn good.
Right.
Doesn't matter who's up there.
Well, just more compelling stories.
I'd like to see Grant Jobe do well, because he's a local guy.
Right.
I've always liked Kirk Triplett in the fishing hat.
Yeah.
Him do well.
What a bit that is.
Patrick Sheehan signed my kid's hat. I'd like to see him do well. Harrison Frazier, who's been struggling all year.
Yep.
Had a really tough go of it. He's 4-under. He's in striking it. I'd like to see him do well.
Justin's done okay.
Justin's doing okay. I'd like to see him. I like to see a lot of these guys do well.
We'll be at Grubbs Nissan next weekend. So if you get a chance, stop by in 183 in Bedford. We'd love to see you. It's our other home away from home.
I love Grubbs Nissan.
Me too. All right. Don't know if the rant is there yet.
And right here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Chris.
What is up?
Nothing much. Just ready to do a big time show.
We missed you.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, on the ticket. I saw this article in Sports Illustrated. It has to do with lefties. Now, you're a lefty.
That's correct.
Corby's lefty.
That's correct.
Craig is lefty.
No, Craig is. Oh, Craig Rosenberg.
Uh-huh. He is lefty. Is Dave Lane lefty?
No. He's very righty.
There is a
righty-tighty.
A Stanley Korn, University of British Columbia psychology professor, author of The Left-Handed Syndrome, says that roughly half of all southpaws are that way as a result of a birth stress or trauma.
Yeah.
And that as a group, they tend more towards suicide, alcoholism, bedwetting, psychosis, and immune diseases than their right-handed brethren.
Yep.
And the study shows that they expect to live 9 fewer years.
Yep.
Now, is that due to things are not made for a left-hander and accidents would occur more often?
Yeah, the accidental death rate of left-handers, I know, is higher.
I wonder if life insurance companies ask that question, are you left-handed or not?
No,
I've never seen that.
I don't think so.
How about that?
So, I just pray for you guys every day.
Thank I know,
you.
It's pretty weird. I've heard that before, that they think that handedness may be, left-handedness may be the result of birth trauma. I've heard that, which makes sense.
Hey,
I was born out on the Serengeti.
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah.
We need to talk business a little bit.
Okay.
I hear you're a professional writer now.
No. Everyone's making way too big a deal out of this. If I was going to get this much attention, I would have tried harder or denied the gig.
I want to know why your agent went to Quick instead of us first.
There is no agent. It's whoever asked me. They just the editor called me up and said, hey, would you like to do this?
So if
the Avid Golfer magazine wants to outbid Quick.
Yeah.
For your talents, who should we call?
Galati.
Me?
Galati.
And now I have no agent. No, I can. I made sure with Quick. I said, you know, because I'm writing for you, doesn't mean I can't write for anyone else. And I said, oh no, and you can write for whoever you want. So,
all right. So you got an article a week.
Yeah.
And it's got to be what, about 500 words?
No, it's only like 200 to 300 words.
Really? Well, that is quick.
What do you write in 300 words?
Two paragraphs.
An introductory paragraph.
And a summation?
Yeah, I'm just going to start serializing my column.
Oh, man.
It'll take me about 2 months to get a column out.
You know what? It is published, though. And so they put that on your resume.
And yeah, and it's published everywhere, apparently, because people came out of the woodwork this week. People I hadn't heard from in forever say, hey, I thought you were dead, and then I saw that you wrote something in Quick.
Where do you find that magazine, anyway?
It's...
Is it inside the Dallas Morning News, or is it
separate?
No, rack? Separate.
Anytime you see, like, a Dallas Observer stand, you know, anytime you get a stand in newspapers, it's usually there.
You know, it's really for people who, not our generation...
Have ADD?
No, our generation still reads the newspaper, but the generation behind us, you know, because they've got CNN, they've got...
Internet,
they've got whatever. They don't read the newspaper as much. This is it's really a newspaper for people who don't read the newspaper.
You know, you talked to some guys when I was at the Nelson, you talked to some of the people in the media, and they're all lamenting the fact how much the Internet is killing them.
Yeah.
Because outside of, like, New York Times just started charging for premium content. Dallas Morning News has been doing it in their sports with the Cowboy section.
Right.
But for everything else, you never have to buy a newspaper.
Well, why are they lamenting that?
Because the lower revenues. Look at how many layoffs they've had at Velo.
Yeah, that's just the world is changing.
I know that.
Those same people that lament the death of the, you know, the physical newspaper are the same ones that go online, and I guarantee you they're reading the New York Times online, they're reading this online, doing that. I mean, they're just as much a part of it, and they know that it's a much better way to consume news.
Well, I'm not denying it. I like it, too, just because it's easy, it's fast, it's quick. And, I don't know, not that I'm a Mr. Evergreen, but I don't mind saving a couple trees in the process,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, save trees. And, I mean, there will always, well, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I still like having a physical newspaper for some applications.
I just have, my eyes hurt me when I start reading long things on the computer screen.
Yeah, if there's like a long article that I want to read on the computer, I print it out.
Yeah, and it's hard to take the computer into the library, if you know what I mean. You know?
What do you mean?
Well, you have to print everything, and otherwise it's hard to sit on your lap and... You know,
I don't understand. Libraries seem to have study carrels.
Some do. Some are a little more comfortable than others.
I don't know what you mean by library.
Well, we'd explain it more, but we weren't at the Monday meeting.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I don't know where I'm treading on this one. So I'll just pass on that. So what do we got on a little rant today? Colonial talk?
Yeah, Colonial talk. We're going to... I haven't heard a ticker yet. Can't wait to find out if the Mavs won.
Give a full compliment today?
No one else is here. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I can do the show the way it's supposed to be done.
Which is...
I do like doing the show by myself every once in a while.
Do you?
One of these days I will start, like...
Corby's probably on his way to the show.
Hey, real
turn around.
You know, there's an easy way to guarantee that. You just show up on the last Saturday of the month.
That's right.
You could do that.
Then it'll be me, Ben, and Skin.
Not quite.
No, I mean, I think that... But, you know, I think that if I did a show by myself, I would have a tendency to get too serious at times.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of people don't like anything serious in their lives. They want, you know, give us the jokes. We want jokes.
Yeah, that today?
Funny good jokes. I haven't written any.
Oh.
I kind of just say them when they come to my mind, but I'm not good at prepping beforehand. That's not my strong suit.
So have you seen the new Star Wars yet?
No, have not.
Yeah, can't say I'm...
I do want to see it.
Well, you're a big fan of that stuff, though, aren't you?
Apparently not. Apparently not like most people.
No.
I mean, I love the first three. I mean, I watched them all, got them all memorized, all that sort of thing. Then by the time that second crop came... came up, and I just kind of, I went and saw the first one. I was like all excited. Hey, Phantom Menace, new Star Wars. This is great. Continuation. And then it was just horrible, and I'm like, meh, I just powered down on all these new ones.
You see the Colonial rented out an entire theater for all the PGA Tour players so they could go see Star Wars.
That's okay.
Good perk. Good perk. Yeah. They'll get a better field next year because of that. No doubt. Well, I heard Davey's a kind of a Star Wars savant. Isn't he? Yeah, allegedly. That's what Corby was saying.
I don't know. I always got the feeling that Davey and Corby and I are all kind of the same about Star Wars. I mean, that we like it, but we're not the super geeks about it.
I don't know. Maybe when Davey shows up for your show, you could ask him.
If he shows up for a show.
You could ask him. Are you guys in the studio today?
Yes, we are. Oh, I am. I hope.
All right.
Hey, so is Craig Miller any different now he's married?
What's that?
Craig Miller any different now he's married? See any different changes in him?
No.
No, he won't change until he has kids.
It's all exaggerated. Everyone is full of marriage advice. What they don't realize is that they've never been in your marriage.
Right. Good point.
Very good point.
It's very astute.
Very psychological of you.
And I heard your father was the shining moment at the wedding.
I don't know about shining moment. Oh, you mean when he took off his top and rode on Craig's sister's shoulders?
Yeah. And he livened up the party just a little bit.
He does. My dad does a good ceremony. He says meaningful things. I like that.
It's always kind of fun if you can have a somebody proceeding, you know, over the marriage ceremony that you know.
Presiding?
Yeah, that too. Proceeding before you preside. They can speak well, because I always find it very defeating when the minister or whatever doesn't have any clue who you're there talking to.
Well, we're here to celebrate the
fill in the blank.
Insert here.
Yeah,
I always want a robot.
The name.
I always want a robotic voice in there.
The worst.
Charles and Amy, you know that type of thing. Just fill in the blanks.
The worst has to be the minister that doesn't know the deceased.
Ooh.
That is really tense.
Yeah.
I've been to those before where he mispronounced half the family's name but talked about what good friends they are of his. It's just way tense.
I'm thinking that at a funeral, this would get you in good stead with whatever religion of choice you have, and you go to that minister or priest or whatever, and you have them videotape
the dead body.
Your alleged dead body, but then you can say something at your funeral.
See, this is what I've planned. I've already picked out my casket and the suit that I'm going to wear, and I videotaped me laying in it.
And then talking?
And then rising up out of it and talking.
You are dark.
Just a bit?
Yeah. So they're going to say, hey, Gordon's coffin is in the other room during this funeral, but we do have a camera trained on it here. Let's take a look at what's going on in there.
At what's going on?
Yeah.
Like there's a big event.
Right. And then as they show me in my coffin, I'm going to raise up and say a few words to them, thank everyone for coming to my funeral.
Why not? Because
and then release all the secrets that I have about everyone that's in the room.
Right.
Hey. Torch everybody.
Hey, Reiner.
Well, let's not get into the secrets now. But
you know, there's something to that, because you'll regret, obviously, when that unforeseen day happens and you die, you might never have that chance to say something that you really wish you could have.
Do you guys update your will often?
Once every couple of years, if I think of something.
What about final statements?
Have you done your... Didn't you say you don't have a will, do you?
Me? I have a will. Yes, I do.
I thought you didn't, though. Like, as of fairly recently, you didn't. But you were complaining.
No, I don't have life insurance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. You don't need that.
You don't need that until you have something added to the family structure.
Right.
Like a cat?
Well, you don't need a will or life insurance unless you have kids.
You know what gets me?
You need a will if you're married, because you don't want anything going to her.
Right. That's a good point.
I mean, come on.
You know, I don't think that you can cut your wife out of a will.
Not in Texas.
No.
You can't?
Nope.
Right, so it's time to move.
Well, it is.
I wish I'd have read the fine print beforehand.
I'm going to do the same thing you do.
Wow, Corby's here. Wow.
I've been here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just noticed, though.
I'm going to raise up when they're filming me out of my coffin just like you. I'm going to copy you, but then I'm going to be like, I'm going to rig up.
and shoot up heroin in both arms and just leave the needles in there and then just kind of slowly creep back into my coffin.
Huh.
And just be like, oh, yeah. Oh, eyes roll back in my head.
I think this is heaven.
Yeah, this is it. Then I have two porn stars just come and, like, pat my head.
Not do anything sexual with you, just
right,
pat your head?
Right, just pat my head naked.
Well, oddly enough, that's what I had planned.
I think you should practice this. Try it out a couple times and see how it works out for you.
Hey, I'm gonna have all surface. I'm gonna have all porn stars be my pallbearers.
Who are they? Gordon has weird friends.
I've never met these people before.
Your mom's crying. How could your dad?
See, I will have porn running on two TVs at the front of the funeral.
See, I have a will, but I don't have any
as a preacher's talking affair. Just a
funeral.
And then I'm gonna. But if I die before you, and if you make it to my funeral, you're the only one who's going to be shot with the blood cannon. As you're walking down for the viewing, maybe, there's going to be just one little cannon shaped in the shape of like a flower arrangement.
It'll shoot your old blood all over me?
With the 18 Club Overture going in the background and sink.
All over you.
I do want your blood. Can I have your blood after you
die? You got me, Corby. You got me. Yeah, you have it. I don't want anything.
I'm going to pass out AIDS vials at my funeral.
Oh, boy.
So where do you want to be?
What? Now, why would you do that?
Little ones, not big ones.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, something that's tasteful.
Yeah. So do you guys know where you want to be buried?
Yes, I do. And as a matter of fact, I'm
Is
worried.
It in Texas or in your home state?
No, it's in Texas. And it's a little bitty cemetery that I think has sold all their plots.
So you got to exhume somebody?
So I have, like, something in my will that says it has the maximum price I'm willing to pay for one of those plots. And it's a lot.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why do you care where you're buried?
Well, you have to figure out somewhere.
I don't really.
Right?
I said, you know, if I can't be buried there, then just, you know, throw me in the Trinity.
Anywhere's fine.
Are you going to be cremated?
Cut off my head and my fingerprints and throw me in the Trinity.
You're not going to do the urn thing? On the ticket?
No, I'm not opposed to the
I'd like to be
cremation.
I'd like to be cremated.
Me
but
too.
I always have the feeling that so, even though you're dead, that somehow you can feel that burning. You're just like, go, oh, go!
Not a good idea.
Yeah.
It sounded good at the time.
Yeah.
Why can't you just be put? I would like to be put in the ground without anything, no embalming, nothing. Put me in the ground. Let me return to dust. That way, I can be part of a flower that some cow will come along and eat, and that some human will eat that cow. Then I'll be part of that human being.
Your life will continue.
And then I can take over their soul. And I can live again. I'll be reanimated.
All that.
It's a ponder. I like that.
I don't want to take that guy.
Can I? I want to change my will now.
Wait a second. What is this, Jason?
He doesn't sound like it's a bit, and I've tried to say, you know, can we talk you out of it? And he said there's no talking him out of it.
Well, then why does he want to talk to us?
Yeah, I said, can Gordon try to talk you out of it?
What?
We'll do it in the break. I don't want to do that on the air.
Where's Davey?
Well, what, should we at least just see if we may listen to the guy and say, okay, it's clearly a bit.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
It's not a bit.
Okay. What is your, what's going on with you?
Just life in general. I've got a couple of kids that would be better off. I've got a large family that would be better off. And I just seem to slow everybody down.
All right, I'll tell you what, hang on, okay?
Wait a second. So you're claiming that you're going to do what?
I'm going to commit suicide.
Oh. What's that?
I'm going to shoot myself.
You're real late. That delay's about a minute behind, by the way.
Are you saying? Are you for real?
Yeah. All right. There's no other way out.
That's not true.
Hold on.
Sorry.
You don't know the situation, and I don't expect you to. I appreciate you trying to talk me out of this.
Why are you calling?
Because I'm a huge P1, and Gordon Keith is right down his alley.
No, this is not down my alley, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's your idea. That's George Dunham. You're
as
the
guy
person
who's,
on the ticket.
As a guy who's battled depression, I can separate the line between, you know, having fun joking around and when it gets down to, hey, I got one life on this earth. Is there anything more I can do?
Okay, but let me ask you this. How can you battle depression and be the way you are? You have split personalities? Because I try every day to be happy. I would give anything in the world to have what you guys up there at the ticket have. I mean, you got a job that you can just go to and yuck it up. That's what you guys are, yuck monkeys. And I mean, that most people would kill to do that, and I'm sure you make good money at it.
Don't count on that part of it.
Yeah. Okay, well, regardless, you make a comfortable living, and that's another problem I've got. I can't manage money. I can't seem to make anybody happy. I've been married 3 times. My kids are all of one marriage, but...
A lot of people have been married more than that.
I know, but depression is something that has been with me all of my life. And I'm in my upper 30s, and I have battled it and battled it and battled it, and it's finally winning. I can't fight it anymore.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, you can win this. You can win the battle against depression. The thing about depression, though, is it makes you think that nothing is worthwhile, that even battling it doesn't seem worthwhile.
But don't you get tired of fighting the same old thing every single day?
Oh, absolutely. It's a tiresome whore. Absolutely.
So what do you do?
Well, I think that I should talk to you off the air about it.
I agree.
All right, hang on. We're about to go to break, and while everyone's dancing around enjoying commercials, we'll come back with more exciting rant next.
This is the ticket.
They let BJ in here in my section because they didn't have a Haitian section.
He's from Fiji.
Did you know that Phil Mickelson already owes various people over $130,000?
Already?
Since he's been here?
Wow. That was fast.
Yeah, he bet me I think it was $2,000 that he could throw a golf bag over the mountains right there.
Of course he couldn't do that.
He's actually not in the clubhouse. He's in the debtor's prison they have up under the clubhouse.
Boy, they are old-fashioned there, aren't they?
I sure wish they had a Chinese section because legally I can go in there too.
Yeah?
Yeah, it may be a little bit nicer.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, it's hell being black and Chinese at the same time.
Is it?
Yeah, that means not only do I trick up my car, but I also can't drive it.
Oh, my God.
That's what Hootie said to me, and it offended me.
Radio.
This thing with Tiger Woods here from Augusta during the rain delay.
I'll tell you who else I hate. I hate that freaking racist Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz? He's not a racist.
I stole a sheet of scripted lines. That was my prank to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, we always guess that he has his ending scripted for...
Of course he scripts everything. You want to hear some of these lines that he scripted in case I won?
Yeah.
You tell me if he isn't racist. Here's the first line. There goes the neighborhood.
God, that's awful.
Then he has, guess who's coming to the champion's dinner? black like him.
Oh, my.
Blacky black man wins again.
Oh, that's just awful.
Here's one. Irony alert. Black man dominates Masters.
Jim Nantz would not write something like that.
The ticket drop radio.
Yeah, Walt, this one's for you, my brother. Word up, word up. You're coined the phrase. And when you look around, you might hear the sounds of Rudy Jaramillo playing quarters on the ground. You got Johnny Oates unwinding the walls, Capo's flexing his muscles and scratching his balls. We think Mr. Melvin is hitting the sauce, because the Rangers got a case of dugout chaos. In the worst way, they are so screwed up in that dugout. Check it out. It might feel good if you know the situation. Utility man helps avoid the temptation. With a good book, he's a man of the cloth. But even the Lord can't stop dugout chaos. It might feel good. It might sound a little something. But damn the game if it don't mean nothing. Now what is game? Who got game? Where's the game? It all sounds the same. But this team is lame. I got game. He got game. She got game. Ranger fans, bow your heads and shame. It might feel good. It might sound a little... It might feel good, it might sound a little something. The screw does know because it don't mean nothing.
Something happening, yeah.
Check it out.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're here to
say, I'm speaking for the team. We still got Wentland. What the hell does that mean? We needed a player to give us a spark. Hell, even the Cardinals got their hands on Will Clark. Not a single move against AD. Cause I don't count that trade for Ricky LaDee. I don't either. That was messed up, dog. It was time for a move. Time for a change. Like Angelina Jolie banging Mr. Sling Blade. Like Dr. Dre finding Eminem. What's up, Mr. Melvin? Was your phone plugged in? Hey, Dougie Doug, you're making it sick. But like Harvey Keitel, always showing his
That's uncomfortable.
You know, he loves it, though.
He do.
Diamond Doctor. Felt very
That's uncomfortable. You know, he loves it, though.
He do.
It might feel good if you know the situation. You tell any man helps avoid the temptation. With the good book, he's a man of the cloth. But even the law can't stop Dugout Camp. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. But damn the game, if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game? It all sounds the same, and this team is lame. I got game, he got game, she got game. Bring your fans by your heads and shame. It might feel good, it might sound a little something. So screw Doug Melvin, because it don't mean nothing.
What about that?
This season is over, dog. Y'all really kidding. Rangers messed up big time at the trade deadline. A hell of chaos. Much dugout chaos. Dizzy D and Coco out forever.
Radio.
Right now at Red Lobster, prices higher in Times Square and more. The Dallas Symphony Summer. Enjoy casual classic concerts featuring popular classical music presented in a relaxed setting. The Dallas Symphony will perform famous works by Mozart, Tchaikovsky, Brahms, and more. In short, 75-minute concerts. Come casual and be sure to arrive early for lobby entertainment or the barbecue buffet. Concert tickets start at only $10. June 16th through July 2nd at the Meyerson Symphony Center. For tickets and information, visit DallasSymphonySummer.com.
The Ticket.
Well, the Mavs may be done thanks to last night's four-point loss to the Suns, but Avery Johnson isn't totally discouraged. This ticker brought to you by Ticket Tee Times and Innovative Plumbing, reminding you about the P1 card package. Avery thinks the Mavs' real problem was their lack of playoff experience.
We have some players that never endured the playoffs before. So, you know, Jason Terry and Dampier and, you know, Devin Harris a little bit. So, we got some good pieces here.
The Rangers knocked off the Astros 7-3 to begin interleague play. Kenny Rogers won his fifth straight, and Lance Nix delivered big with six RBIs. But Buck says Nix's defensive plays were just as important.
I thought the relay plays, the throw from Lance, were big momentum changes.
Game 2 first pitch set for today at 3:05. And now with an update from the Colonial, here's Jimmy Christopher.
Scores are low and the weather hot for Day 3 of the Colonial. Kenny Perry is the second-round leader with a 12-under 128. That's DJ Trahan and Kent Purdy, three shots back. Perry and Trahan go off at 12:55 this afternoon. Kurt Triplett is 8-under, and he will tee at 12:46 with Purdy. It's already 86 degrees with the high headed to 96 today. This Colonial update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and the Tyrock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're doing what we do, giving you what you need. Or, and all that implies, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:19 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Rant. At full strength today, we will be on the air until noon. It's the first time in about a year that we've all been together.
And it's a big day for the Ticket, because as soon as we're done, then we go live out to the Wildflower Festival in Richardson.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think so. Jason, isn't that right? Aren't there live broadcasts all day?
Sure.
No, there's not.
I don't know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, at least we're out there. Maybe I could have sworn. Look at the schedule.
You mean like Ticket Sports Saturday is out there?
I don't know. Look on theticket.com. I could have sworn when I was looking to see if we were in studio that Maybe it's just an appearance, but I could have sworn that we had shows out there.
Well, Lord knows we ran enough promotions for these things. Let's see. Where would I go to on theticket.com?
Road shows.
Who are they? Dallas Mavericks playoff postgame show, Diamond Talk, Saturday, the T-Box, Saturday. Join the ticket at the Wildflower Festival from 11 a.m. to midnight. Okay, it's just we got a booth out there.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Screw me.
What do you think we were doing, carrying the music?
Let's just hit the dump button 10 times. Test it out.
Well, this is going to be a good day and a bad day because I'm going to Colonial, and I'm excited because I love it over there. But good God, it is hot.
Yeah, yesterday was the hottest day of the year.
By about 13 degrees.
Yeah, it was officially hot as balls yesterday.
And today and tomorrow, I think tomorrow's supposed to be 99. Today's supposed to be 97.
Mm.
97! But then it's supposed to dip down back in the 80s. I'm so not ready for this freaking heat, man. I honestly don't know. You know how there's some people that literally can't take it, like that move down here and have to move out of here because it's so bad? I don't blame them.
Hey, I need to pull the emergency brake real quick. That guy hung up on me, and I was just wanting him to call back. I tried to switch rooms.
He hung up?
I don't know whether he hung up or we got disconnected or something. So, if Jeff is listening, call back. Because I am taking phone calls from guys named Jeff and Jeff only. So, anyway, so go ahead. Some people can't take the heat.
Yeah, I've known people who have moved down here, spent one summer here, and have moved.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so miserable.
And it's starting to get that way now. Starting to heat up.
When I moved down here, it was the middle of the heat wave in 1980.
Did you hate it?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it was like we moved into a blast furnace because it was right in the middle of the string of 100-degree days.
By the way, did your power go out yesterday?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Ours did. See all those trucks out there?
Mm-hmm. They're still out there.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
Do you understand how power goes off?
No, I don't.
We're very much narrow casting right now to the one block area of our listening audience that was affected by this brownout.
All right. I'm still thrown off by...
By Jeff?
Yeah.
We'll get it together.
By the phone call that I wasn't sure that we should have taken on the air. But we'll move on. I cannot tell you how bummed out I am about what happened last night with the Mavericks.
I know.
It was the most depressing local sports contest that I can remember in a really long time.
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, even when they were up by 11 in the third, I was like, you know what?
They were up 16.
They're going to lose this game.
They were up 16. And I'm just sitting there going, please, don't choke this away.
They had the chokinest playoffs. I mean, the whole time. Yeah, they bounced back and came back against Houston. But still, how many leads did they blow against Houston?
A bunch. The fourth quarter against Phoenix, though, those were horrible the last couple games.
And even with Amari fouled out.
Oh, they played better with Amari out. You know? And that Nash three-pointer to tie the game in the end.
Yeah, he has no hesitation whatsoever.
That guy is such a basketball god now. I mean, he went from just mediocre point guard, which he was.
When he first got here? Yeah.
To all-star here.
Yeah. To MVP there.
To now just... there's no question. He is the best player in the league.
Yeah, he took over that game.
Is the best player in the entire league. And how can you not love the guy? You know? I mean, you guys had him on for so long on the morning show, and he's the most unassuming superstar athlete in the world.
See Nash?
Yeah.
All right, I'm pulling the emergency brake again now, because I feel like this is something that we should talk about. We had an incident that a caller called up the rant right at the first segment, and he was real depressed and said that he wanted to kill himself, and I talked to him. We talked to him a little bit on the air. His name was Jeff. And he was serious.
Yeah, no,
I really feel like it wasn't a prank, and I talked to him throughout the break, and then I was going to switch rooms when we came back, and when I went into the other room, the line had either disconnected from him or he hung up or something like that, so we certainly want him to call back. But, and this may be the only way we can talk to him, is on the air right now, and this is an incredibly awkward situation and unprecedented here at the Ticket. The guy's a big P1, and he listens to the station, and I don't know how much of his story I'm supposed to share on the air.
Probably very little.
Well, he shared a lot himself, that he was upset and he didn't think anything could help him, and he thinks he's better off not around. His kids are better off. His other family is better off not around. I mean, it's...
And having talked to, you know, I mean, it's... I kind of hinted around here and there, and every once in a while it gets said, you know, that I've battled depression myself, and I've talked with a lot of other P1s who have, when they hear that I have, and they share their stories, and hear what people can come out of and stay around. And suicide prevention in particular is something that I feel really strongly about.
No, that's a good thing to feel strongly about.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people...
I'm for America.
And I guess I should have worded it this way, that when I choose charities,
right,
that's one of the ones that I feel strongly enough about that I say, this is one of the ones that I support.
Yeah.
Because you can only support so many of them, so you have to pick the ones that have either touched you or meant the most to you. So there's this guy out there, and we're hoping that he calls back in. His brother committed suicide 6 years ago.
Mm.
And that always increases someone's likelihood.
Right.
But depression is such a beast because it makes it where you can't listen to reason anymore. You don't listen. You cannot think straight. Even, you know, taking one more step just seems worthless. It's so weird, that idea of worthlessness that overcomes you, that no matter what you do, it's like you could know that you could just pull this lever and not be depressed anymore, but you would say, what's the point of even pulling the lever? I mean, I don't want to raise my hand up and do that.
See, I always thought that Alzheimer's was like the biggest... I could never understand that. Like, you know, I would struggle with basic religious beliefs, because to me Alzheimer's is the cruelest joke in the world. But I think depression, that ain't far behind. Because I don't understand it personally. I mean,
You're happy-go-lucky?
Yeah, I'm about as happy-go-lucky as you can get. And so, you know, to not be in those someone's shoes who has it, I'm just like, how? Just, you know.
Yeah, just go get a pizza. That's what... And people who've never been in depression, that's their well-meaning advice, they really don't understand.
You hang out with me.
Yeah.
We'll have fun.
Go see a movie.
Yeah.
You know, it does seem simplistic like that.
But it really poisons every thought that you have. So even
thought.
Happy thoughts, or even the thoughts that you try and conjure up to pull yourself out, they end up getting twisted back into the depression.
All right, now what is this info we have here, Jason?
He called on a staticky cell phone and said that his phone was cutting out. He said he's going to call back in 1 hour.
Well, that's good.
Hey, we tried to get his phone number from him, but he wouldn't give it to us. So,
all right, Rob, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Gordon, what's up, dude?
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, man, I was depressed for over 30 years, almost as long as you guys have been alive. Now I'm just happy as I can be, thanks to a little white pill named Prozac, and that's why you see me out at Rant Remotes bringing donuts and stuff.
Right. Yeah, Rob, I know you kind of shared your stories of depression and some of the stuff you've gone through.
It was awful, man. It was awful. But a couple of years ago, I snapped out of it with the help of some good medication and a good wife and everything. I went back to school, and now I'm 4-0 city. I'm in two different honor societies.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thanks for having me. And, of course, you have a lot to do with that also.
Well, thank you, Rob.
But also,
appreciate that.
Don't you, you said earlier that you have to find the right medication. And,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
Prozac is not for everyone.
It's a trial, you know, to go through, because you immediately want to, okay, so you make this huge step of going in there and saying, okay, I'll try this medication route. And then you try the first one, and it's like, it doesn't do anything, or there's a slight depression right after you start taking it, because a further depression, because you're like, well, gosh, this didn't do anything. So now this whole element of hope is left. But it takes a while for those drugs to reach what's called their steady state. You know, it can
sort
of two to 4 weeks till it starts. Yeah, till it starts
being big highs and big lows, and it's just you're constant.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Yeah, and so it takes a while for this drug to even reach its steady state, and then that may not be the right drug for you. You may have to switch again.
Well, not everybody needs to be medicated either. You know, I mean, if you're not clinically depressed, if you just have mild depression, then,
right,
you know, you can go through counseling. You can have, you know, talk therapy and not have to deal with the medication.
So ideally, you should do both, I think. A lot of people are against medicating mental states whatsoever. For some reason, the brain is the one organ that they think you should never put drugs to.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't either.
Don't believe that.
The brain is an organ the same way the pancreas is and the liver is. And if your pancreas doesn't produce insulin, it's good to give it something that, you know, that will counteract that.
Right.
That fact. And some people's brains do not reuptake their naturally produced serotonin. And they do need things that help that process. To me, I would much rather live a life taking these drugs that treat depression than to just die. You know, that's just a bad trade-off to me. But a lot of people are, you know, they'll be against drugs until they die, which may be a lot earlier than they should because they're against those drugs. So, yeah, quite an odd episode on the rant this morning, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to respond to it. I don't know whether to be on the air about it or not be on the air about it.
And it's so easy to just be like, don't do it, dude. Just don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks, man.
Hey, you just said the right thing.
Yeah, we'll see you at the Hardline Remote next week.
Have a good week in between then and now.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And, I've had people, this is so strange, but it happened to be about the ticket, and it could have been about any station. But people say, you know, that the ticket got them through an incredibly rough time.
Yeah.
That basically they wanted to die, but their curiosity about something that was going to happen on the station kept them going.
They got held over from a good tease.
I've got to hear that overcuster next
week. Oh, wait.
When I've been really depressed, I swear that one time, I didn't want to die just because I wanted to see if anything new came out about the Kennedy assassination. Just curiosity, man. Just curiosity. Anyway, it's 10:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Robert Earl Keane, Texas Uprising.
Carrying.
Memorial Day weekend.
Fort Worth.
Robert Earl Keane.
Robert Earl Keane, Texas Uprising.
Jack Ingram.
Happy.
Dirk
Bentley.
Charlie Robinson.
May 29th.
Kevin Fowler. Lost Treasures.
Fort Worth.
Brandon Rogers. And many more.
Robert Earl Keane, Texas Uprising.
Okay.
Memorial Day weekend.
McGray Field.
Fort Worth.
Chevrolet presents Robert Earl Keane's Texas Uprising. Tickets on sale at all Kroger food stores. Brought to you by Coors Light, Dickey's Barbecue, and your friendly dealer. Rockin' Texas music.
Robert Earl Keane, Texas Uprising.
The rugs are off. The rugs are off. The rugs are off.
Tell me you're not here if I don't get it.
Players, good morning to you. Good morning to you.
That's a bunch of crap.
Stop being excited. What's so great about
stop being excited?
What does that mean?
Stop being excited.
What?
Stop being excited.
You're under my command now.
What?
You're under my command now.
You got unbelievable people.
You're under my command now.
It is a pleasure to call you Chuck.
You're under my command now.
What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up?
Top of the morning to you. I can do something really unstable.
Get my Blarney Stone, and that's not the weed thing.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Maybe not.
I don't know what that is.
It's called the schlong.
You're under my command now.
Right.
listening. This station is in a commercial break and will be returning to its regular programming shortly.
Matter to you?
Yes.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offers for P1. Any unit size you choose, you'll get half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and you keep the keys. Pack and Stack Self-Storage with coated gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self-Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you've just got to have the big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage.
A 305 horsepower Armada, large enough for your biggest adventures, and the all-new 2005 Pathfinder with spacious seating for 7. Now lease the 2005 Nissan Pathfinder SE 4x2 for just $299 a month for 39 months with $2699 initial payment. But hurry, this exciting offer ends May 31st. Bold, powerful, tough. It's time to change the way you think about trucks with a $299 a month lease on the Nissan Pathfinder. Nissan Truck Time. Nissan. Shift perspective. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-800-858-8319 for lease details.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Steve Nash and the Suns delivered the death blow to the Mavs with a 131-26 win in Game 6. This ticker brought to you by Bass Pro Shops and Man's Best Friend. The league MVP dominated his former team, and now he has his sights set on the Spurs. Game 1 of that series is tomorrow in Phoenix, and Nash knows it won't be a cakewalk.
Tremendous respect for San Antonio. Extremely well coached. Terrific team. So we're just going to have to continue to improve if we're going to win that series.
The Rangers and Astros continue the quest for the coveted silver boot this afternoon. Texas opened up a 9-game homestand with a 7-3 win last night. And now let's head out to Fort Worth and Jimmy Christopher with the latest Colonial update.
The cut list here in Fort Worth is a veritable all-star roster. It's Chris DeMarco, Sergio Garcia, Mike Weir, DL3, Todd Hamilton, Steve Flash, Fort Worth, J.J. Henry, and Chad Campbell of Louisville, who was the runner-up at the Colonial in 2004, all failed to advance. Kenny Ferry, who won here in 2003, fires off at 12:55 this afternoon, alongside D.J. Trahan, who is 3 shots back of Ferry's 12-under-128, also a 9-under is Ted Purdy, who tees off at 12:48. This Colonial update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Let's take a ticker, a service of Metabolife. Metabolife Energy is back. New Metabolife Extreme Energy is now available wherever you shop. Maximize your potential with Extreme Energy. It's from Metabolife, the brand you trust. Our next ticket ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Team 10, the ticket says, when it's over, it's over. And it's over. Suns win and move on. The Mavs make other plans. It's now time to talk Cowboys, buddy. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
It's 1040 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. This is the rant.
Thank you, Corby Davidson. That's Corby Davidson, who's always with us here on the rant. Good to be back with you guys again.
Glad to have you back.
You've been gone for a month.
I know, I have.
Traveling the world and elsewhere. Hey, it's good that you've turned Hindu, but the dot is a little bit lower than normal.
The dot, I actually misplaced it right on the top. What is that? That's not the bridge. Your bridge is here, right?
It's that...
Between the eyebrows.
Some people's bridge starts up there, though.
That's weird looking when it does that. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Chad. You're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
Glad to see you back, Gordon.
Hey, thanks.
I just wanted to put maybe a medical view into this and also maybe cut off some of those rednecks that call up and say, hey, just drink a beer.
Okay.
You know?
Talking about depression.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've battled this several years. I'm 31 years old, and a lot of people with depression tend to turn to drugs, alcohol, stuff like that. And the reason is, from what I understand, if my stepfather's an MD, and he...
Maybe I am depressed, then.
He is. Alcohol and drugs release, from what I understand, dopamine. I'm sure you guys all heard this. It's in your brain. It's what makes you feel good, and your body... releases it naturally, or should, and people with depression tend not to get that released on a steady basis, hence antidepressants release a steady flow of it. So that's why a lot of people, when they come down or sober up, they feel pretty bad, other than having a headache and puking in the toilet. Their mindset is that of sometimes suicide or just deep depression, and of course, I'm finding out through doing this, it's the wrong answer. I was taking the wrong pills for so long, painkillers, which made me feel great until I went to jail and got sober and sought the right help. So all these guys that call up, and you're going to get a couple, I'm sure, that say, hey, man, just butt through it, do it, go to work, make money, be happy. It's a clinical problem, and there's medical help for it out there. It's a real problem.
Thanks, Chad, for the phone call. Kathy, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, Gordon.
Hey, Kathy.
This is killing me.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's just so hard to hear someone going through all that.
I know it.
And, you know, right now I'm in the middle of a divorce, and I'm suffering depression, and he needs to know that what he's doing is not right.
I know, but the thing is, Kathy, he's just got to, you know, he's got to talk to someone who knows what to say and knows how to guide someone through this.
Oh, I agree completely.
And he's saying that he's going to call back in an hour. But, you know, and hopefully he does. I do want to release this number, Kathy, which is this suicide prevention line is 972-233-2233. 972-233-2233. And you're right. He needs to know that he shouldn't do this.
I have dealt with, and I have been in treatment, and I've talked to people who have had people kill themselves and have been very close. People who literally sit there with their mouth. And thank God somebody walked in on them.
Yeah.
And they have no idea how many people really care for them. And that there are people out there who would do whatever they could. I mean, you can't give up.
What's the percentage of people that are clinically depressed? Isn't it, like, staggeringly high?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, one in 10 or 7 or something?
I'm not sure of the stats.
It's huge.
But?
He's not alone, and he needs to know that.
Thank you for your call, Kathy. Yeah, there is this concept of grace, serendipity, and you know what? The bottom line is the guy was going to do it, and some of the stuff that he talked about with me off the air, I don't know what it's cool to believe. I know what I choose to believe, and after many years, I came to the conclusion that I want to believe in grace, and I want to believe in that things might happen for a reason, and that you meet certain people and you talk to certain people at certain times of your life, and that makes a big difference in your life. Intellectually, I think it's probably just chance, but emotionally, I find it much better and meaningful to live with the idea that things do happen for a reason. And I'm glad the guy called today, because maybe this was the difference maker in his life. Maybe a joke Corby says, he listens to the rant, and we've had it happen before on this show, on this stupid, insignificant, waste of time show that shouldn't be on the radio. I know for a fact that this show kept one girl from having an abortion one time.
Yeah.
And if this show can be used to create a positive difference in the world in just that one case, then hey, I'm glad we didn't get kicked off the air before then. And maybe this will be another incident where something bad, which is the rant, can be used for something good. Philip, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to let you guys know that I've been struggling with anxiety and depression, and pretty much the what keeps me going during the day is you guys. Yeah. And, you know, Bob and Dan, Norm, the Hardline, I mean, it's just I'm probably the biggest P1 you've got, you know, and I just wanted you guys to know that I consider you my...
I'm sorry, you cut out there?
You there?
Yeah.
You consider what?
My family doesn't understand, you know, and basically I consider you guys my best friends, you know, mm-hmm. Even though I haven't met you, you know. It's just I can always turn the radio on, and you guys are always there, even though no one else is.
Yeah, I think sometimes we take that for granted, too.
Thanks, Phil.
You know, like the stupid little stuff that we do and just jerking around and goofing on each other and laughing at whatever that... Because normally, I mean, don't you feel like that we're just doing it for each other? Like, I'm just trying to make you guys laugh, or I'm trying to make Mike and Greg laugh or whatever. I don't even think about people that are... Because you kind of get trained that you're just in this little bubble by yourself.
I tend to think of The Ticket as we're in the room with each other, so we're trying to make each other laugh, and there's about 100 of our friends that are kind of listening. That's about how big I think of the listening audience.
Yeah.
It's about 100 people, you know, and you know probably about 60 of those people.
Right.
Because I think if you realize how many people are listening, you'd get paralyzed.
Sports all day?
But, and I used to have a real complex about this job, thinking, you know, what am I doing? This job is just fluff, and it's just, you know, oh. But then I started realizing, I think there's such a value to just entertaining people, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not curing cancer or doing anything like that, but if you're making someone happy and making someone laugh, everyone loves to laugh, and if you have some sort of skill or facility at that, then who's to say that you're not doing what you were put on this earth to do? Yeah, the world needed, you know, they needed overcussers, which I understand.
Not anymore.
The world doesn't need them as much anymore. But,
no, they used to.
But, you know, with enough people like Philip that I've talked to over the years, I stopped feeling bad about the job that I have. And now I have no sense of...
So, in turn, the depressed listener has helped take you out of your depression.
That's right. It's going back to the cycle of grace. Ronnie, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Morning, boys.
Ronnie.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of, I guess, get your opinion or something on the medication aspect of depression.
Yes, sir.
I think a lot of times when people are, I guess, contemplating whether or not to seek medical treatment, it's a feeling of they almost feel like they're giving up because they can't fix it themselves.
Right.
They can't, you know, correct their problem on their own, and it's almost a feeling of even more hopelessness and helplessness when you have to turn to, whether it's, you know, prescription drugs or, in the wrong case, drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people kind of, they get so used to being depressed, they feel like that's who they are, that if they do seek help, they're going to have that almost identity crisis.
Yeah, like who am I now?
Right, and can the people who've known me for so long, can they accept who I might become? and they're afraid of who they might become, even though they know that they're trying to head towards becoming a better person, a happy person.
Boy, you're exactly right.
I found myself in a situation like that not long ago where, I just felt like I was, spinning my wheels, couldn't make any progress emotionally or in my place in life, and when you think about seeking treatment and you think about, man, do I really want to be chained to a pill for the rest of my life? It's so intimidating that, this drug is going to be the thing that's going to carry you through to the grave, and that that's kind of a scary thought. But
kept smoking.
Yeah, and then but at some point you have to put your pride aside, and you have to get that professional opinion. And in my case, they said, you don't need medication, but you do need to talk to somebody. And and that's made all the difference for me. But everybody's case is different, and you have to at least make that first step to figure out which path you need to take.
Once again, that's the suicide prevention line, 972-233-2233. It's 1051.
Just why do you need to call 1-800-COLD-AIR right this very second and get a preseason checkup on that air conditioning system? Simple. To cover the fine print in your home warranty. That's right. You got a home warranty to protect yourself against catastrophic loss of major appliances or air conditioners on the hottest day of the summer. Here's what happened to me last summer. July 13th, the hottest day of the summer, my air conditioner decides to quit air conditioning. When I finally got the AC company to come out and take a look, by the way, my house is about 105 at the time, they told me I'd need an all-new indoor unit, and it was not covered on my home warranty because I had not had a preseason checkup in more than a year. Got a home warranty? Read the fine print. You need to get it checked up by a qualified service technician at least once a year. The moral to this story? Call 1-800-COLD-AIR for a preseason checkup right now. Believe me, it's a true story. It happened to me. Do yourself a huge favor. Make the simple call right now to 1-800-COLD-AIR and get that preseason checkup to avoid disaster when that temperature is at 103. 1-800-COLD-AIR.
It's Donovan Miller here with our buddy Tony from All Pro Foundation Repair. All right, Tony, you're our foundation expert here on the Muser Show. There's so much confusion out there. Which is the best pier?
The pier that supports the most weight. And only AllPro can tell you which pier supports the most weight, because we don't offer one pier. We don't offer two piers. We offer all of them. So we don't have an agenda. We can do whichever pier is best for you, not the foundation repair company.
Tony, if I wanted a fishing pier installed in my house, could you do that?
We can. The helical does work for that pier. We've done those applications. We can screw them in underwater, and you can actually put a deck around that, and you can have a fishing pier as well as a foundation repair.
Awesome. No, I was just kidding, and he had a serious answer for me. If you're interested, call 877-MEAN-GREEN for All Pro Foundation Repair. And if you sign up for repair at the time of the estimate, you'll get a free engineer's report. So call for that estimate today, 877-MEAN-GREEN, 877-MEAN-GREEN for All Pro Foundation Repair.
Does size matter to you?
Yeah.
Well, it's an even bigger unit you're looking for. Go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack self-storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offers for P1. Any unit size you choose, you will get half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock, and you keep the keys. Pack and Stack self-storage with coated gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack self-storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you've just got to have the big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack self-storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack self-storage.
One 800 cold air. One 800 cold air. One 800 cold air. One 800 cold air. It's kind of annoying, isn't it? So is your air conditioner going out on the hottest day of the summer. That's why you need to call right now. One 800 cold air. One more time. One 800 cold air. In fact, when you call right now for your preseason air conditioning checkup, you get a free pair of tickets to a Texas country concert coming up at Gillies, Dallas. If you could do something right now to avoid major catastrophe this summer, wouldn't you do it? 1-800-COLD-AIR. Realize when your air conditioning system goes out this summer, just about every AC company will be too busy to respond immediately. And believe me, your wife and kids are not happy when the house is near 100 degrees. Do the right thing. Call 1-800-COLD-AIR. They'll come out, they'll check your air conditioning system. If anything needs fixed, they'll do it right then. Remember, call right now, get a free pair of tickets to Gilly's Dallas. 1-800-COLD-AIR. 1-800-COLD-AIR. I know that's annoying. 1-800-COLD-AIR.
Hurry in and get 0% APR for 72 months on a brand new 2005 Lancer, which Motor Trend Magazine said was all that is good about Mitsubishi products. Don't even think of letting these hot deals pass you by. Stop in today to get one of the world's best back cars, because the Mitsubishi Springtime Sales event won't last long.
72 monthly payments of $1,387 per thousand. Finance at 0% APR. Subject to approved credit and insurance. Not all customers qualify. See your participating retailer or call 1-800-MITS-2005 for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2005.
This is The Ticket.
Well, third round play is underway at the Colonial this morning. Jimmy Christopher's in Fort Worth with an update.
It is hot, to say the least. It was 80 at 9 a.m. and should be 94 at 1 this afternoon, with a high later this afternoon at 98 in Fort Worth at the Colonial. Tim Petrovic is the hottest guy on the course now. He hit 5 birdies on the front nine of round 3. He is now 4 under through 10. Kenny Perry tees at 12:55. He's 12 under and leads DJ Trahan and Ted Ferdy by 3 shots. This Colonial update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Thanks very much, Jimmy. Jason Terry's trying to look for the positives following the Mavs 4-point loss. Jet pitched in 36 points last night for easily his best game of the playoff. He says in the end, though, they just couldn't keep up with the Suns.
We fought hard. Tough series. First round was tough. But, you know, we're going to learn from it all. And it's, like I said, it can only make us stronger. I like what we have here.
The Rangers and Astros continue interleague play this afternoon. First pitch scheduled for 3:05 from AmeriQuest Field. Our next ticket ticker at 11:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger. Find out who's hanging out at Hogan's Alley this week at the Bank of America Colonial. Live updates during the Ticket Tickers today and tomorrow. Brought to you by D&M Leasing and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 1 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to AM Radio.
Hot talk knows, today.
Who knows how long AM Radio will be around? I think eventually everything, I've said this before, I think everything's going to go with streaming internet, and you're going to have little internet receivers that look like iPods, and so...
But there's always going to be poor people that are just going to have their old transistor radios.
You talking about cars, too?
Poor what?
People. People.
People aren't poor.
I don't even understand that concept.
Not everyone has DSL in their house.
So, anyway, AM Radio's own Corby Davidson, Gordon Keith, and Dave Lane, a somewhat serious show today that got kicked off by a caller, talking about depression. You'd be surprised how many people have battled depression.
2 out of 3 people on this show have.
2 out of 3 people on this show. Corby, the only one of us that looks at it and goes,
you guys want to be depressed? Over what? Let's party. You know what it is, though? It's so foreign to me. Like, to wake up and just kind of be bummed out or whatever. I don't know. It just, I can't fathom it. If it ever happened, like, could that happen? Like, it's a chemical imbalance, isn't it? I mean,
well, but it might be triggered by an event. If something traumatic happened to you in your life,
right. It can be situational.
Okay,
obviously.
but it's not always, so it's not a 100% chemical thing?
No, it is 100% chemical, but the thing is that experiences can alter your brain chemistry. You can go through something horrible and,
right.
You know, your natural biology takes over. Well, that kind of starts burning pathways into your brain that may not have been there before. I mean, me in particular, I think I was just born with bad brain chemistry, just flat out. I mean... And so
you were lobotomized in the womb.
Yeah, I think that's while they were doing the episiotomy on my mom, they just did a lobotomy on me.
So, let's say someone who grows up, you know, they're 25 years old, not a sign of it ever.
Uh-huh.
One day it could just bang, hit.
Yeah, just kind of a malaise kind of starts in and it goes into full-bore depression before
yeah.
you know it.
I mean, I think in that case it's probably mostly situational. Maybe it's not some one traumatic event, but maybe it's just the weight of a lot of things slowly adding up. But I think, you know, probably the majority of it is genetic, though. I mean, like the gentleman that we were talking, it's definitely common if it happens once in a family, if suicide happens once in a family or depression happens once in a family, that it's likely to happen again.
For a combination of things, like you're talking about, it probably means that their heredity leads to it and now they have the situation on top of it that can react. It's the same thing as someone may have the gene to be more susceptible to alcoholism. Well, if they never drink, that never comes into play.
Yeah.
But if they drink, then that triggers something that was kind of already there and latent in them.
It's a disease, man. It's a disease.
I'd get into the alcohol disease thing. That's a...
Sorry, I just poked you in the ribs and...
A big bog down. I always anger a bunch of alcoholics when I claim that, I don't know, it's so much of a disease.
Sorry, I didn't want to hijack the show there.
Oh, that's okay. Let's go to Billy. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm kind of like Corby. For me, it's real hard to fathom the thought of, you know, being in the dumps day in and day out or just to get completely bogged down by, you know, the day-to-day routine. But, you know, what, Gordon, how do you act around someone who does battle depression or, you know, how do you approach them? I guess, you know, period, how do you act around them?
What do you mean? You got someone close to you that is?
Yeah, obviously? Like my wife, you know. I think she battles with it. She has anxiety. And, you know, she's from, I don't know, it seems like every 2-3 months she just goes through these ruts. And for me, I have a hard time with it because I'm like, you know, pick it up.
Well, I think that's the worst thing you can do because that's like, that has an air of condescension. Like, you know, this isn't a real problem. You know, you just need to think positive thoughts and that's not that easy.
Yeah, and after seeing it, you know, I've been married with her for 2 years, going on 3. And after seeing it periodically, I do think, you know, I've gotten to think that it's a bit more serious than I initially thought, or it's something that I can't fathom, and I have suggested that she go see a doctor and whatnot. But
well, that's absolutely what she needs to do. She has not seen a doctor about this.
Well, she has. She has in the past. She has. I mean, she's recent. She's pregnant now, so there's not much that she can take now. But that's one of the things that scares the hell out of me is my kid's going to be born in August, our second child, and you know. Coming up is postpartum, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I am wigged out about it, and I just don't know what the best way.
Well, I think
you need to be talking to somebody.
Yeah, you need to encourage her to talk to her OBGYN about it and say, hey, look, and you should call the OBGYN yourself and talk to her or him about it, and say, look, you know, my wife goes through this. It does appear to be cyclical. She goes into these ruts every few months or so. And, you know, I'm just really concerned about this and concerned. I want to make sure that we're very vigilant on this postpartum front. And Billy, I think that there are a couple of them that you can take while you're pregnant. And I don't know which ones they are, but if memory serves me, there are some that doctors do prescribe during pregnancy.
She did give something for her to try out on a trial basis, but... You know, she's scared that it might affect the baby, you know. Even though he says it's okay, I mean, she's just very cautious about it. But
tell her to trust her doctor, and if she has some suspicions, then call another doctor and ask, do you think it's okay that I take this? But when it comes to medical things, you know, if a doctor's working on your liver, then don't wake up and say, hey, give me the instruments for a little while. I want to try to tinker with this. I think I may know better than you on this.
What do you do when she's in those ruts or when they're in that that period. I mean, how would I? How should I act around her?
I think you've got to try and maintain, you know, a sense of normalcy. You can't pander to the depression, but you also have to be compassionate. You have to try and understand as best you can.
Yeah, and just tell her, hey, sweetheart, hopefully, you know, hopefully someday this is going to beat you enough to where you'll go talk to a doctor about it. I know it sounds worthless, but hey, you want to even do it for me if you need some sort of false motivation for it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, hey, thanks for the call, Billy. We have Chris on the line who says his wife went through the same thing. Hi, Chris. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second, I punched up the wrong one. Chris, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Chris from Farmers Brand. I was just calling to say to the previous caller that, you know, I went through the exact same thing. And our OBGYN, and along with counter, worked with my wife and I, and she was able to get on an antidepressant in the final month of pregnancy to equalize the things out in the chemistry of her brain. And along with that, you know, my doctor prescribed an anti-anxiety pill for me that allowed me to kind of calm down and help work with things that, you know, especially in those first 2 months when that, you know, postpartum depression really has an opportunity to set in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, like you said, you got to trust your doctor.
Right.
You know, they're going to know what's best for you.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Tom, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Oops. Tom, hi, you're on the air.
Y'all been talking about this depression and so forth, about taking medication. I really did sound like all you do is take a pill and you'd be okay. That's not necessarily the case for me, because I've gone through I don't know how many different combinations of medication, and currently I'm taking 6 right now. And I also have to get electroshock therapy once a month.
Mm-hmm.
I am somewhat immune to the medication of it not working fully. And my chemistry in my brain will only last for about a month. At the end of the month, I start getting depressed and I start getting suicidal. So I have to go in and get electroshock therapy. And I don't like it, because I consider it, you know, I'm a bad person because I have to go through this when everybody else gets off just by taking medicine. It's like, why me? Why do I have to go through something serious as this?
Well, you know what you need to do, Tom? I don't know much about electroshock therapy, having had no experience with that, but you need to get your grieving out of the way, the fact that you were born with this. I mean,
yeah.
You need to learn to get over that fact, and it sounds like you do, you know, on a temporary basis each and every time. But, I mean, you have to do some serious grieving. I mean, it sucks if you were born and you were a person who gets MS, or you're the person who has so-and-so, or you're the person with this affliction. And this is your affliction.
There is help out there for other people whose medication doesn't work. You know, there is that electroshock therapy that is out there. It sounds real scary, but it's not.
Well, thanks for the call, sports fan.
You bet.
Okay.
Well, that does sound scary.
Electroshock therapy?
Yeah.
Totally.
And, you know, they're not exactly sure how that thing works. It just rearranges the electricity in the brain.
Who thought of that?
I don't know.
Hey, let's just hook them up and let's go, man. Let them go.
I don't know. And the strange
thing, I got this lamp cord. It's live.
It's real controversial, I mean, because it sounds so barbaric. But the supporters say, look, as barbaric as it sounds and seems, that the strange thing is it works sometimes. And so it's not just do away with it just because we don't know how it works. Brad, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, buddy. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sports, Brad.
Hey, listen, I'm 27 years old, and I've attempted suicide 3 times.
Oh.
First of all, why are you not good at it?
That's a good question.
Were these the cry for help kind of suicide attempts, or were you really carrying them out?
They were premeditated. I had left a lot of notes, a lot of signs for people to
find you.
Of course, at the time, I wasn't real conscious of that. And it wasn't until I sought professional help and was prescribed nortriptyline, which is a sub for Pamelor, that I was able to really cope.
Uh-huh.
But after about 6 months of being on nortriptyline, I started suffering from auditory hallucinations. And I was working for Barnes & Noble at the time. And at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I told everyone to get the hell out of there because there was a fire, you know, the fire alarm was going off.
Oh, dear. No.
Yeah. And I quickly quit taking nortriptyline and sought further help. But what I found in my experience is that the best medicine is laughter. And I think that's what a lot of people need to really consider, because these natural remedies really do work, and I find myself laughing all the time. I listen to you guys, and you guys are great.
But isn't that hard, isn't that a little simplistic to say, isn't that hard for a lot of people to get out of their funk and just be like, all right, it's time to laugh, let's go. You know,
let's put in Dumb and Dumber.
Well, you know, Corby,
a lot of people aren't happy.
I know that. I know that. Oh. That's what I'm saying.
But
is it that easy to just start laughing?
I don't think Brad's saying it's a comprehensive solution, but it is an important thing to have in your life, because it's hard to be laughing and not experience joy at the same time.
Right. Right. We could all learn a lot from Corby, because Corby, I think, is the master laughter. Because he laughs like this.
I mean, wasn't depressed right then.
No, you
right
weren't. Every time
depressed.
I hear those crazy Corby laughs, I always have to laugh.
Yeah, he's great at that. Hey, I saw Corby at 7-Eleven the other day buying a pack of condoms and a bag of Cheetos.
Okay, thanks for your phone call.
You gotta have them sometime.
Let's go to Randy here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hi, Randy.
Hey, guys. I want to make a comment and kind of follow up on that guy's, the last caller. But I lost my dad back in 2000, and I was severely depressed. You know, I didn't ever want to leave my apartment or anything like that. And I think just listening to you guys, you know, natural remedies, that helped me a lot. I went to counseling, got on medication. But just being able to call in and talk about your problems and listen to you guys did wonders for me. And a lot of people make fun of you guys, but they just don't know, I mean, what some listener can gain from just one little phone call or listening to you guys on the air at a certain point in time in their life when they're doing bad.
Hey, Randy, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it.
Oh, yay! Something happy.
It's time for everyone to feel good about themselves.
When he hears this mighty sound, here I am to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, Mighty Mouse will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, he gets the situation well in hand. So though we are in danger, we never despair, 'cause we know that where there's danger, he is there. He is there on the land, on the sea, in the air. We're not worrying at all, we're just listening for his call. Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way. We're not worrying at all, we're just listening for his call. Here I come to save the day.
Join us May 20th, 21st, and 22nd for the Wildflower Arts and Music Festival in Richardson, Gallatin Parkway, and US 75 and Campbell Road in Richardson, just a few minutes north of Dallas. Tickets on sale now at all TomTom Metroplex locations. Check out regional and national headliner entertainment with Cheap Trick, Miranda Lambert, The Neville Brothers, Rick Springfield, Ryan Cabrera, Daryl Worley, Leon Russell, Cowboy Mom, Bugs Henderson and the Shuffle Kings, and many others. Festival programming includes the Kids Corner Family Area and Petting Zoo, the Belgian Face Painter, Strolling Entertainers, Buskers and Acrobat, Active displays and exhibits, the Broadway production of Grease in the Eisman Center for Performing Arts, the RISD Guitar Art Auction, a festival marketplace, and lots of great food concessionaires. For more information and for the complete music lineup, visit wildflowerfestival.com. Wildflower Festival is an award-winning electric arts and music festival produced by the City of Richardson. It all happens just a few minutes north of Dallas. Brought to you by Fester Vineyard, Miller Lite, Volvo of Richardson, and Volvo of Dallas.
Does size matter to you?
Yeah.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Sack Self Storage. Pack and Sack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit SelfStorageTexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free desk lock, and you keep the key. Plus, Pack and Stack Self-Storage is equipped with coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self-Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter, and you just got to have a big unit, check out SelfStorageTexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Go to the website to find a location nearest you, SelfStorageTexas.com, for Pack and Stack Self-Storage.
It's the Musers here with our buddy Tony from All Pro Foundation Repair. All right, now we hear about all these kind of foundation repair methods. Is there really only four?
There's only four. You would think there's thousands if you hear all the ads, but that's because they have gimmicks. We don't play gimmicks. We talk about sound engineering principles, safety factors, load bearing capacities. We want to repair your house and do it right, not trick you with gimmicks and try and take your money and charge you extra.
All right, now, Tony, there are all sorts of different cracks I see just walking around my house. I'm assuming you can fix all those. Can you fix the plumber's crack?
Well, if you've got a plumber's crack, I recommend a belt. But if you've got cracks in your walls, I recommend foundation repair, and we can do all the methods, including the helical.
All right, I think I've got both. So I'll call 877-MEAN-GREEN. That's the number for All Pro Foundation Repair. 877-MEAN-GREEN. Call today for an estimate. And if you sign up for repair at the time of estimate, you'll get a free engineer's report. That's a great deal. 877-MEAN-GREEN. Call today. It's All Pro Foundation Repair. Dunham and Miller here with our buddy Tony from All Pro Foundation Repair, fellow North Texas alum. All right, Tony. So what methods of foundation repair do you offer?
We offer all of them. When we come out to your house, we don't offer you one pier. We offer you all of them. So we don't have an agenda. We can tell you which pier is best for you, not for the foundation repair company. And how you know which one is best? By how much weight the pier can support. The more weight the pier can support, the less likely it is to fail.
Tony, do you offer all of these even for George?
For you, George, we're going to give you the helical. It's the only pier that supports twice the weight of the house. It is the best pier because it supports the most weight. All the other piers, wait to fail. This pier, mathematically impossible to fail.
I'm going to take that as a shot, Tony. I'm going to consider that a shot at me as well, even though it wasn't directed at me. 877-MEAN-GREEN is the phone number. That's easy to remember. 877-MEAN-GREEN for All Pro Foundation Repair. And remember, if you sign up for repair at the time of the estimate, you'll receive a free engineer's report. Call 877-MEAN-GREEN for All Pro Foundation Repair.
You had me at 10-year warranty.
Hello?
Is Dale there?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
Yeah, this is Dan Bennett.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Dale. Yeah.
Hmm?
Dan Bennett.
Hello? Dale
Hanson. Dan Bennett.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right, didn't wake you up, did I?
Nope, Chris did that.
Nah. Hey, excited about the ticket thing.
Good.
Sorry about that. A couple of items about it. Do you mind at least a couple of times a month co-hosting with Rocco?
Probably not. That's a little twist that I'm not sure I'd be real comfortable with.
Sorry, we can talk about that. The tickets drop me drinking.
They last. Just check out singular.com/StarWarsOnline or your phone's wireless internet.
Cool. Do you think they'll have pictures of Anakin in leather pants?
Well, the new movie will have him in leather pants for sure. Let's use your two free tickets.
Sorry, I have to take Chewbacca. I mean my husband.
Mobilize the Force with the Sony Ericsson Z500 for just $49.99 after rebate and get two free tickets to see Star Wars Episode 3. Singular, raising the bar.
Restrictions and other monthly charges apply. 2-year service agreement required. Price before $30 mail-in rebate is $79.99. Tickets redeemable online. Visit singular.com/StarWars as store for details.
The Ticket.
Innovative Plumbing, that is, reminding you about the P1 car package. They bring you this ticker. First of all, let's head over to Fort Worth for the latest at the Colonial. Here's Jimmy Christopher.
Tim Petrovic is from Massachusetts. He lives in Dade City, Florida. He won the Zurich Classic of New Orleans this year. He's birdie man today so far at the Colonial in round three. He's nailed a half dozen birds and has picked up five strokes and is five under through 11 holes. Still a long way to go to reach Kenny Ferry, who is 12 under 128 as he goes off at 12:55. Ferry had seven birdies on Friday, none of which were longer than 19 feet. This Colonial Update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
More Colonial updates throughout the day here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Avery Johnson was no doubt disappointed after last night's loss to the Suns. Even though the Mavs are done, Avery's proud of this team he inherited.
I want to just tell the players again, like I told them in the locker room, I wasn't prepared to give them a speech, but I love them and I'm proud of them. I'm glad that I'm their coach.
Chris Young takes the hill this afternoon for the Rangers' second game against the Stros. The Highland Park native currently sports the third lowest ERA in the bigs and also the second leg of the horse racing Triple Crowns on tap today. The Preakness is slated for 4 o'clock. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Rich Phillips and Nicky Spagnuolo finish out the regular season tomorrow afternoon at the AAC. The Desperados take on the Philadelphia Soul at 1:45. It's Arena League Football on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, 3 hours, Golden Chiefs here. Hey, Vato. Hey, Vato. Hey.
Gordon Keith, Corby Davidson, and Dave Lane with you on this beautiful Saturday morning, 11:23 a.m. We're sportsing around with you today, and we grew up with Star Wars. I probably have the three Star Wars movies memorized.
I know the first two. I didn't see Return of the Jedi very much.
Yeah, I haven't watched Jedi as much as the other two.
I remember not liking it as a kid because it was too kiddy. Because
of the Ewoks?
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. Lucas just kitted out. And that's what I think he did in the first one this time around.
Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this last...
I thought Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones were just boring.
Attack of the Clones was awful.
I liked Attack of the Clones.
It was awful. Awful.
I liked it.
But this one is dark and evil.
Did Princess Amandala talk in this one?
No. She talks in a normal voice.
Yeah, she's normal.
Time.
She's
strange. I guess that was her... her queen voice.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, when she was not in the queen makeup.
Yeah, when she got in the queen makeup, she didn't talk like that.
But I guess that's how you have to talk when you're royalty.
Senator Palpatine.
Senator Palpatine, we want to address the Senate.
And then that is mixed class that we have a show now.
So, I have not seen it. Corby, you've seen it.
Y'all.
Davis?
Yes, I saw it opening night, Wednesday night.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, did you get out of there? Our film didn't start until like 12:30.
Yeah, well, after the previews. I mean, there were about a dozen previews.
I didn't get out of the theater until 3.
Yeah, we didn't get out until 3, and we had a mishap during ours.
Miscarriage?
I don't know.
A movie miscarriage?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, the film busted in like the most tense scene of the movie in Dave's...
Right after the climactic lightsaber battle, the film kind of flutters and then sticks to the lens and melts.
And melts. I thought they were doing all digital prints now.
No, not every theater is equipped with that stuff. So, yeah, they brought up the house lights and we had to sit there for 15 minutes waiting for them to fix the film. And then they put it back on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I thought that they would have had like a backup print and they just would have, you know, taken that reel of the backup print and put it on and just started over. But no, I think they used the reel that broke. And so when they spooled it, they skipped like 3 minutes of film. So when it started up, you just see Darth's helmet being...
Don't fail me again.
You see Darth's helmet fall into place. So we missed the whole transformation
thing.
I'll
tell you what I did enjoy almost more than anything was when he became Vader, fully masked and...
Frankenstein thing?
No, that was pretty dumb, but... But I loved hearing James Earl Jones' voice again.
Yeah.
You know? That creepy, what you just heard there. That's just... What would they have done if he would have died?
If James Earl Jones... They would have just found a sound-alike.
Yeah.
Or
is there a sound-alike?
Well, they could have digitally tweaked somebody to sound like him. I mean, that voice is processed enough as it is.
And do you think James Earl Jones back in the 70s, when he was hired on to do that, was like, what the hell am I doing?
He had no idea it would be as huge as it got.
And I wonder what kind of money he made.
I thought it was...
Because he just came in the studio, and it's not like he was in that suit.
Right. And when he didn't have all that many lines.
I think he was in the suit.
No.
He wasn't in the suit. Who was in the suit?
It was some
Peter Mayhew.
No. It was... It was
no default on... Oh, everything was Peter Mayhew.
It was some big, tall dude.
Chewie and R2.
But,
Was a midget in R2 initially?
Was Kenny, what's his name, still R2 this time?
Was he? I know the dude that was originally C-3PO was still
Anthony, whatever his name is.
Anthony Kiedis?
Yeah, Anthony Kiedis.
With his hair kind of sticking out of the back.
Anthony Kiedis, Michael Hall.
But it was... I was so happy walking out of that theater.
I enjoyed hearing Darth, you know, in the James Earl Jones voice saying, "Where's Padme?"
Yeah.
Just, you know, such a non-Darth thing to say.
Right.
What is that, like Thai food?
No, that's...
Princess Amidala.
Oh.
Her, what does that mean? I don't even know what Padme is.
Is that her name? I don't even know.
I
guess I'm not that big of a Star Wars nerd because I don't know that.
Listen to this, though. We had... we got there like an hour early because I thought the lines would just be, you know, wrapped around the building. Which they were at a time, but we moved in pretty quickly. And so we got into our seat about 45 minutes before midnight. And I think it was a comic book store. It was putting on, like, some sort of Star Wars trivia and Star Wars giveaway. And so this big, fat girl was dressed up like Princess Amidala. And then they had these guys dressed up like Obi-Wan and someone else. And they were doing Star Wars trivia. And then once that was done, the guys that were dressed up like Anakin and Obi-Wan got up there and had a big lightsaber fight. And not only that, but they were making the sound effects as their lightsabers collided. And when they left, I swear to God, it was like when I've been to a karaoke place once, and I was in Florida, and it was the most white trash, garbagey place in the world. And the guys who did karaoke, they were the stars of that place. And they knew it. And like people were like treating them like royalty.
So the comic book guy, fake Anakin, and fake Obi-Wan were stars
to
the nerds?
They were so cocky. Walking out of that theater, high-fiving people like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, we did it, didn't we? Yeah.
Signing autographs.
So is that correct in that we're all the same on Star Wars? We all like it, but we're not those?
I'm probably nerdier about it than the two of you.
Why do you think that? Give me the litmus test.
Well, hang on. Did you own Star Wars gear, to either one of you? Like the action figures?
Yes.
See, I didn't own any of that. I didn't own the Millennium Falcon.
I had the Millennium Falcon. I had the Death Star. I had the little Dagobah playset, you know, the Yoda little thing.
See, I didn't have any of that. I wasn't into that kind of... I just loved the films.
See, I had a friend who had the Millennium Falcon, and I thought... I mean, he was the star of the block because he had that. I guess my parents, either we weren't very rich or they just wouldn't get it for us. Because all I had was an X-Wing fighter.
Yeah, I had the X-Wing
all
fighter.
I had an X-Wing fighter, and then I had all the action figures. But as far as the vehicles go, that's the only
there were like six solid years in a row where you could count on, you know, my main Christmas present being some piece of Star Wars paraphernalia, some action set.
So my question is, what happens to George Lucas? Why did he...
He adopted a dozen kids and went soft.
The greatest kids in the world. I mean, those kids are the luckiest kids in America. Can you imagine if you would have been adopted by George Lucas, how happy you'd be right now?
Yeah, but I don't want a dad who has a tin ear for dialogue.
Yeah.
Who has to get Tom Stoppard to write all his lines for him?
You'll enjoy this one. There's some cheesy lines.
What? Why didn't someone say to him, George, listen, let me...
The dialogue is definitely better in this one than in the previous two.
Way better. It's still cheesy, but...
Why didn't he get someone else to direct them or co-direct it with him?
I don't know.
Well, and there's rumors about that, too, like
the big lightsaber
fight that Spielberg had a hand in, at least, you know...
It's not a rumor, it's fact.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, he directed parts of that movie. I don't know if it's evident, but... You know, Lucas...
He only directed Star Wars and then these last three, right?
Right. Yeah, Empire and Jedi were directed by other people.
But he has been, his life, and I give him credit for this. He knows that this is his legacy, and it's become his life.
Are you sure about that? He may be known for something else.
I think American Graffiti probably, maybe a little bit
No,
higher.
You know, people kind of, like, I don't want to do that. You know, I don't talk about that anymore. You know, that's old stuff. But he knows that. That's him. Star Wars is George Lucas, and he's just running with it. You know?
Well, I bet you with this last one, he's probably built up such a track record that with Revenge of the Sith, he probably had a huge portion of this profit.
He's had that all along.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
You know, he, I read this only cost $115 million to make.
Are you serious?
That will be made in 2 days.
I know. That's the other thing I've heard about him is that his movies are relatively cheap.
Mm-hmm. Well, he owns everything.
Yeah.
He has to farm it out to other companies. That's
There's no markup. It's all done right there in his own facilities.
That Skywalker Ranch, I would love to visit that place. I bet that is some unbelievable
stuff. I knew a guy in college who got an internship out there at Skywalker Ranch.
I thought that guy was an intern for us.
No.
Or, I mean, a ticker guy. Skywalker. Who is that?
Ty Walker.
All right, it is Scott.
I won't force
that. Where's that coming from?
Well, this got a reaction from him, but we can table that one. We can probably work around that one. The
only problem I got with that, I mean, you know, I don't have any personal problems with anybody, but I mean, you know, this guy's tried to make his name for 2 years by beating up on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to sit there and do what?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit there and get into a pissing match with him on the air and play some kind of a fake deal, you know.
No, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I wanted, and we can table that one. The one that I think you might have a problem with, and again, this is coming from me because I'm getting hammered on this thing. Because we have you on, all the other stations that advertise with us are saying, can we get our guy up? And just a thought, just hear me out.
Can we do what now, yeah?
Well,
the ticket drop page radio.
All the other stations, 4, 5, 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They've been making a big deal about you being on, so just play along with me just for a second.
All right.
What if we had Murray, Jensen, Ducey, maybe Laufenberg once a month?
What, you mean on my time frame?
Yeah, well, on with you.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you serious?
Well, it's just ideas for thinking around.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. You can put them on. I mean, I don't care about, you know, if you want to hire them and put them on, but, I mean, obviously I don't want to come off like the egotistical there, but I mean, I think there's a reason you got me on your station instead of Scott Murray.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Hey, could you hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Hang on just for a second. Someone else. I'm gonna turn the phone up.
Yeah, no problem.
Deal?
Yeah.
It's Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Whatever you do, don't fall for another prank call. I'm sorry, this is your ticket initiation. This is like when a rookie comes into the NHL, they roll him in a carpet and shave his head. I can't believe you fell for another one.
This is getting ridiculous. They got me again. So why do I have a feeling that that last line about a reason I'm on the air is going to be played over
again? Yeah. The even bigger unit you're looking for. Go to selfstoragetechwith.com for Pack and Stack self-storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetechwith.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you a half off the first 2 months rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and UTC key. Coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night.
They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self-Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter, and you've just got to have a big unit, check out SelfStorageTexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage. Go to the website to find a location nearest you. SelfStorageTexas.com and Pack and Stack Self-Storage.
Let's say good morning to our deep throat informant. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming forward with this story regarding our coworker Jub Jub. I know this must be very difficult for you to tell, obviously, because you want your voice disguised.
Yes. I was in a bad section of South Dallas last night.
Mm-hmm.
To witness the crackheads.
Oh, you were witnessing?
Yes. And up walks this maiden with a big brown voodoo colored birthmark on his neck.
Okay.
He was wearing a ticket t-shirt.
That sounds like George.
And a pink bra over there.
It really sounds like George.
He was very drunk and extremely jab.
Keep moving. 150 transactions a month, Wachovia Business Online with Bill Pay, and a business check card with Visa Extras, all for free. Now that Sarah has left her old job and opened her own shop, perhaps tomorrow she can even tell her mother she's no longer a lawyer. Find out more about free business checking. Stop by a Wachovia Financial Center or visit wachovia.com/business. Account and transaction related fees may apply. Some restrictions apply to Visa Extra. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. are members of FDIC.
P1 Tickethead card offers are back. Receive great P1 discounts from our P1 clients, such as Jamba Juice, Humperdinck's, David McDavid Honda, Superior One Transportation, T.D. Johnson's Deli, and State Street Spirits. A message from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Dallas-Fort Worth Ticket.
Amari Stoudemire dominated the Mavs in their playoff series. The third-year forward now sizes up the Spurs. He knows Tim Duncan and company won't make it easy for the Suns.
Game one is going to be a game we got to prepare for. We got Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili, who has been playing great against us. But, you know, we do a great job of strategizing their plays and coming out defensively on top. We've been good shape.
Game one set for tomorrow afternoon in Phoenix. The Rangers and Astros square off again this afternoon. First pitch scheduled for 3:05 from AmeriQuest Field. And now for the latest from the Colonial. Jimmy Christopher's in Fort Worth.
Kenny Perry not bit by the boogie bug in round two on Friday as he is 12 under and the leader with round three underway today. The 44-year-old Perry from Kentucky is in love with the Colonial course. He's three shots ahead of DJ Trahan and Ted Purdy. All three of them go off after 12:46. Tim Petrovic making somewhat of a run today. He is 5 under through 13. This Colonial update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Our next ticket ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Will you ground it or pound it? Listen to Dunham and Miller at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger and find out how to hit it hard, go yard, and win. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:40 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You are listening to The Rant, where there's always a big difference between David Lane and myself, according to Corby Davidson, who's the star of this program, and Corby will take your calls at 214-787-1310.
You know, you brought up a good point, Gordon. That
celery makes it sweeter?
What? That George Lucas had such a golden opportunity to exploit Natalie Portman and have her be partially clothed for all the little 13-year-olds out there.
Well, there was the scene in Attack of the Clones, you know, when they had the kind of the Roman Colosseum thing with the creatures that were supposed to kill them, you know, like the Christians and the lions, and she got her top ripped off, and you know, so she, you get to see Midriff, at least.
But it wasn't Leia.
No, it wasn't.
In Return of
it
the
wasn't
Jedi.
Jabba the Hutt's love slave, Leia.
Has anyone fallen from God's beautiful...
What? Huh? Are you talking right now?
Carrie Fisher is...
God's beautiful prison. What were you going to say?
I said God's beautiful place.
No.
But Carrie Fisher, she has so many issues. Have you seen her?
She's always had issues. You mean like mental issues?
Just the way she looks now. Looks like she's taking steroids or something.
Yeah,
she's all puffed up and just looks
old and didn't age well. But she was so cute when she was 19.
She did a lot of drugs, didn't she?
Star Wars,
yeah. She did tons of coke, I think.
Yeah, I think she was all coked up during Star Wars, the making of Star Wars.
19 in Star Wars?
Yeah, 19.
So wait.
Doing lines off Jabba's tail.
Well,
it's not
Jabba confirmed. Didn't make it around to the third one.
The third one was made in what, 81?
No, the Jedi was 83.
83?
Yeah.
So she looks so good, and that's basically only 20 years ago, and she looks awful.
20 years is a long time.
I look the same as I did when I was 15.
Think about a woman. Think about a woman who goes from 30 to 50. That's a long time.
I don't like to think about that. That's not even real.
Okay.
Women should be frozen in time at 30.
They really should.
Be frozen.
Or shot at 35.
Oh, my. And then frozen. Chris, you're on Sports Radio 13's In the Ticket.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Chris.
Tired of doing some bashing on people that dress up. I don't think that's fair. You know, there's doctors and lawyers out there. Everybody's got their little...
Did you dress up?
Well, I'm not a huge fan.
Did you dress up?
I did. I thought it was Star Wars Revenge of the Nerds, so I dressed up as Booger.
There was some really bad shtick at the showing that I went to. It was, you know, I guess like 15 minutes before the movie was going to start, and or at least the previews were going to start. And I was out in the lobby in the concession line, and this guy, you know, probably like 20 years old, comes running into the lobby of the theater, and he's dressed in chainmail.
Chainmail?
Yeah, like armor.
Oh.
And he's running around like real random herky-jerky and screaming at the top of his lungs like, I can't believe it opens tonight. I'm so excited. I love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And there was just like kind of a collective groan throughout the
whole lobby.
Sounds
like something
you
would have done when you were in eighth grade.
But this guy was like 20. He thought it was like a really clever, like he was starring in his own episode of Jackass
or
something.
Hey, there were guys behind me that were probably in their mid-20s. So nerdy. They had the Vader, like, Halloween mask. It had the little rubber band that went around the back, you know, that just kind of popped it on your face or whatever. And then they had the lightsabers that when you hit a button, it popped out. And they were kind of screwing around with each other, hitting each other in the face, you know. And then this one...
So what kind pops out?
I don't know. Or maybe
I remember when I was a kid, I was so ripped off because I'd see something in a printout. Oh, a lightsaber. And you can get it as just a long tube with a flashlight on the end of it.
Yeah. I think they have some that you, like, you know, swing forward in it, like...
It's like a collapsible.
Maybe that's what it is. Telescope.
Yeah, telescopes out.
So these kids were screwing around, and this one guy goes, hey, you remember when we were at Lord of the Rings midnight showing, and it didn't start? Like, it started, like, an hour and a half late, and I didn't get home until almost, like, 4:30, and I freaked my mom out so bad... She was like, what are you doing home so late? I was like, I see Lord of the Rings, Mom. I swear they were, you know, between 25 and 30.
Still living at home?
Oh, yeah. Just, there's a creepy side to those people. Like, they don't have enough money to move out of the house and get a place in Highland Park.
And have DSL.
Right.
I remember when I moved out and got my own place in Highland Park.
Right.
Got my first home in UP.
Yeah.
Then had to move to HP the second
because
home.
Because, like, for the first 5 years I lived there, I rented out my parents' back house. And then I finally moved into one of the cabanas on my grandmother's property in Highland Park.
Hey, if I would have had that opportunity, I would have lived in someone's back house, like my grandparents or parents. That would have been great, like in my 20s. So that in a heartbeat. Basically your own place. You know, it's probably bigger than my house now. Back houses over there are bigger than the place that I own. There's no question.
Been a hell of a lot.
Enjoy AM radio while we have it. Jake, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Good afternoon, sports.
Hey, Tom.
Hey. The best thing that's on TV right now about Star Wars is a show called When Star Wars Ruled the World on VH1.
Sounds like a song.
And it shows all the old actors.
That was the day when Star Wars ruled the world.
You guys should be like musicians or something. You're so cool. But the most tore up person I've seen in my life is the guy that plays Chewbacca.
Yeah, he lives here.
Oh, lives in Granbury.
You got to get him on the rant.
We got on bad radio.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's on bad radio every week.
He looks like the corpse of Rob Zombie or something. I just,
well, he's real
once
tall.
Again, he lives here.
He's got a gland problem.
Gigantism or whatever
like
it is.
Acromegalia or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel bad.
Risk reward caller.
Yeah, sorry. How does Harrison Ford look these days to you? I think he looks tore up.
Well, he's ancient.
He's 65.
He looks good for his age.
I think he looks good. Now he has that little stud earring.
Is he still with Anne Heche?
Calista Flockhart?
Oh, yeah.
What about Mark Hamill? How does he look now?
Bad.
Has he been in another 10 car wrecks?
He was in one motorcycle accident.
Why didn't his career do anything? It's all like he was bad.
Yeah, he was. He was bad.
No, he wasn't.
He did B-movies after that, like horror films and smash movies.
Yes, but his question is, why did he do that when Harrison Ford?
Because Harrison Ford was a better actor.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, he was.
Harrison Ford's not that good an actor.
He was good in Star Wars. That was a great role.
He was good in Star Wars, and he was good in Indiana Jones when he had to just underplay everything. But then, and you know, my wife says it, and I kind of agree with her, every character he looks halfway retarded in. He plays that kind of
snarl.
He plays regarding Henry every character he gets. All just kind of...
I liked regarding Henry.
Oh, whatever.
No, he's made great movies.
Yeah, he's been in great movies, but so is Keanu Reeves.
You know what? The guy gets a bad rap.
Oh, my gosh.
Keanu Reeves.
What if Keanu Reeves had been cast as Anakin instead of Hayden Christensen?
It would have made the same amount of money. It just didn't matter. But Keanu Reeves would have gotten credit for it. Hey, did you know that his films had grossed?
All right, let's look at his films. Witness, good movie.
That's a good movie, yeah. He's been in great movies.
Presumed Innocent, good movie.
Very good movie.
Regarding Henry, Patriot Games, The Fugitive,
yeah.
Clear and Present Danger.
Uh-huh.
Air Force One.
Yeah.
And then... not a lot. But Indiana Jones 4 will be made in will be released in 2006.
Who's going to be Indiana Jones?
Him.
No, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a prequel, like a young Indiana Jones.
No. It's directed by Spielberg. It is written by George Lucas.
Wow. Hey, I think that I love Indiana Jones.
Oh, by the way, it says M. Night Shyamalan was asked to write the screenplay.
For Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
So Lucas is going to write the treatment, and then Shyamalan is going to write the script?
They were asked. It doesn't say that he accepted.
You know that famous scene where the guy comes out with the
knife
scimitar and starts swinging around?
Yeah.
And he shoots him? Everyone knows the story behind that?
No, I don't.
It was an ad lib, wasn't it?
Yeah, they had this huge choreographed scene that was supposed to be a huge whip fight between Indiana Jones and the guy with the sword. And they had choreographed it and everything, and they were getting ready to shoot it. And Harrison Ford, they were filming on location, like in Tunisia or somewhere. And Harrison Ford got a touch of Montezuma's revenge. You know what that is?
Dirty water.
And so he was really sick that day. And they couldn't put off filming, and so he had to go out there and film it. And it was really hot and everything, and he ad-libbed that. And, of course, they all die laughing, the cast and crew. So and they said, let's keep that in there, and we'll shoot it again. Let's do it. Let's keep that.
What's the end of the story?
For real.
And I think that's funny.
Well, that was like
I think it still is funny today.
It is.
That was like a key moment, like as far as the character development of Indiana Jones, you know?
He was just so beaten down and put upon after just, because it's such a masochist role. He gets just beat up all over the place.
I think
he just looks so tired when that guy comes out there and
I still
got his mascara on and everything. So dramatic.
I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is still one of my favorite movies of all time.
Same here.
It's just genius.
It reminds me of the old serials that I used to watch as a kid at the theater.
You never watched serials at the theater when you were a kid.
Oh.
You know, the only thing that was better than Raiders of the Lost Ark was Romancing the Stone.
He said it to me. Do you know who I am? I said no. So he pummeled me and threw a bakery onto my legs and hand.
A bakery?
Yeah.
Onto your legs and one hand.
It was so
oh, okay, well, hang in there.
It was horrible.
I know this is tough.
This drunk Gabinator. He propositioned me.
Oh, no.
And I myself am a man.
Oh, you're a what?
I'm a man. He propositioned. He wanted to be spanked. And for me to use a cucumber on him.
Oh, no. Well, that's something surprising. It doesn't sound like George.
Drop Page Radio.
That doesn't sound like George.
He also wanted me to call him Shirley. He then snorted a line of coke and bagged on North Texas. I told him I was not a male prostitute. And he asked me if I knew where he could find one.
Oh, that's awful.
Preferably black. I said, I don't know where to find one, Jeb. This angered the large Jeb.
Oh, no.
And he had a piano lowered onto my lower back. Crushing it and giving me a Jason Priestley injury. He then told me how he was a radio superstar.
George said that?
And Jerry Jones' right-hand man. And in between every word, he would smoke crack and pleasure himself.
We're visiting with a deep throat informant telling us why George missed the show this morning, what he did last night down in Oak Cliff. This is just awful.
It was so painful. He then said to me he was tired of constantly giving himself orgasms and that he wanted to find a crack whore or a goat.
Or a goat.
He was out of control.
It sounds like it.
He then bumped me on the head with a Jeb bobblehead doll.
Drop Page Radio.
Training as early as 10 weeks and only uses positive reinforcement.
He then bumped me on the head with a Jeb bobblehead doll.
Why was he carrying that?
At that point, a man, Greg Hammer, arrived in a Cadillac with longhorns on the front. He deposited the sweet, dirty pants of Jub along with its contents and human beings into the back seat in the middle of Whataburger wrappers that denoted gluttony.
So Grego came and picked up Jub-Jub.
Yes.
Huh.
The hammerman then told me not to say anything about this to anyone, and he stuck a gun in my mouth for emphasis.
Drive with only two wheels when you could use all four. The Subaru Legacy with symmetrical all-wheel drive, standard. All four wheels working together at the same time. It's a performance sedan like no other. Now through May 31st, get up to $1,500 factory to dealer cash savings on select 2005 Legacy models. More traction, more control, more common sense. Think, feel, drive one today at your local Subaru dealer.
Savings to customer may vary depending on model and dealer participation. See dealer for details. Take delivery by May 31st, 2005.
This is The Ticket.
Kenny Rogers' pitching streak grabbed the headlines going into the Rangers series with the Astros, but it was another Ranger who was the hero. Bass Pro Shops and Innovative Plumbing reminding you about the P1 card package bring you this ticker. The center fielder had a career-high 6 RBIs in the 7-3 victory last night. While Kenny couldn't keep his scoreless inning streak intact, Nix was glad to help him get the win.
Kenny always does a great job of keeping us in the game, keeping it close. And, it feels good to help him stay in the game.
And now with an update from the Colonial, let's head back out to Fort Worth and Jimmy Christopher.
Leaderboard is Kenny Perry, 12 under. DJ Trahan and Ted Purdy, 9 under. Kirk Triplett is 8 under. Rod Pampling, Steve Stricker, and Billy Mayfair are all 7 under. They have not started round 3 as yet. And here comes Tim Petrovic, Justin Leonard, and Brian Bateman, along with Ben Crane and Aaron Baddeley, all 6 under and playing in round 3 at the very hot Colonial. This Colonial update brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing and Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center.
Our next ticket ticker at 12:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Greg Moss, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Plan ahead. A 3-day weekend is a must. Friday, June 17th, for the North Texas Nissan Summer Bash at Sneaky Pete's on Lake Louisville. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You won't have to get energy. Let's get out.
All right. Feel that energy I have?
Huh.
I could be on FM, Dave.
Well, that's what it takes to get on FM?
Yeah. That's all it takes, wow. Buddy.
I wish I had known the secret so long ago.
Should we take calls? Should we talk about the
We only have a couple minutes left.
So I went to bed last night at halftime. Or at least turn off the television.
Well, you're a big fan.
Well, no, I mean, it's pretty much common knowledge. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I was interested in watching the game.
It's an elimination game. Yeah, you need to
go. Go off while you're in. What is he doing? Who are you talking to?
Huey.
Oh, your dealer calls and all of a sudden you have to not do the show?
Huey is a dear old chum who you met several times.
Here on Tim Tom Meat Curtains.
He's your dealer.
He's not my dealer.
Well, then who's your dealer?
Ed.
Gosh, if I was at all involved with the police department, I would just hand your address to the drug committee.
The drug committee.
How mom is that? I'm going to call the drug committee on you.
What's this? What song is this? Oh, is this the end of the show? I'm so confused as to what's going on here. All right, so when are you and the drug committee going to...
Hopefully later on we're going to hook up.
All right.
Me and the drug committee.
Anybody else have anything else to promote? Isn't this the Colonial Week, right?
I'm going.
You are today?
Yeah. If you see me out there, say hi.
Who are you going to go root for?
I don't know. There's no black guys in the field.
You always rooted against Tiger.
Yeah, but I like VJ.
VJ's not black.
Which I don't understand. I root for Tiger. I love it that Tiger makes all you white guys uncomfortable because he's so dominant.
You make me uncomfortable.
Isn't VJ like triple Hindu?
You think that Tiger's not a good guy?
You know, I do.
Tiger's a much better guy than VJ Singh. Much better.
What are you getting into here?
I'm saying, why wouldn't you root for a good guy?
How do you know he's not a good guy?
VJ?
Yeah.
I've seen him be a jerk to Craig Miller. I've heard nothing but jerky stories about him.
Coming up next, we debate VJ Singh versus Tiger Woods.
Off the air.
Yeah. What's up next? Sports Saturday? All right, coming up. Your fill of sports from A to
B. Oh, my God. It's Sports Saturday.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTPK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best...